Now, Mr. Schultz, my teacher gave me a promise, and I want to give you that promise now. Here was the promise I got, and I bring it to you. Here's what my teacher said. If you will change, Mr. Rohn, he said, if you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change the government. You don't have to change prices. You don't have to change taxes. Forget all that. He said, if you will change, everything will change for you. And the first thing you start changing is what? Your philosophy. You start changing your mind. You start changing how you think. You start picking up new ideas and information. Gather new knowledge. Make better decisions about what's valuable. And I'm telling you, if you'll do that, your whole life will change. Your health will change. Your relationship with your family will change. Your ability to cope with challenges and problems will change. I'm telling you, income, promotions, all of it will change. If you will change, it'll all change. If you won't change, it isn't going to change. You can keep your fingers crossed if you want to and hope they'll straighten it out. You can wish for the wind not to blow quite as severe, but I'm telling you, wishing for the wind to change in your favor, we call naive at best. Don't do this any longer. Wish for a better wind. The key is to wish for the wisdom to set a better sail. Utilize whatever wind that blows to take you wherever you want to go. That is the philosophy I picked up at age 25, and it revolutionized my whole life. And here's what I found. I found it was easy. Got to jot this down. My definition of easy, meaning something I could do. I figure if it's something you can do, it's easy. Now here's a parenthesis. Parenthesis. I worked hard at it. I found something I could do, which was easy, but I worked hard at it. I got up early and stayed up late, worked hard that 6 years. But what I did was easy, meaning it was something I could do. You say, well, Mr. Rohn, if it was so easy, how come everybody else around you during that 6 years, how come they didn't get rich? Here's why. It's easy not to. How else would you describe it? That's it. You say, no. For all of the rest of them, it was hard for them and it was easy for you. That's not true. You couldn't debate me on that in front of this intelligent audience. So you've got the choice here today of one of two easies. Easy to or what? Easy not to. I can give you in one sentence how I got rich by the time I was 31. Here it is in one sentence. I did not neglect to do the easy things I could do every day for 6 years. Underline. I did not neglect. That's the key. I found something easy I could do that led to fortune, and I did not neglect to do it. Major reason for not having everything you want in America. Major reason for not having more of what you want in America. More health, more money, more power, more influence, more everything. Major reason why you don't get it. Simple answer. Neglect. Neglect. And here's the problem with neglect. It starts as an infection. And if you don't take care of it, it becomes a disease. And here's what else is the problem. One neglect leads to another. Neglect to do wise things with your money, you'll probably neglect to do wise things with your time. Neglect to do wise things with your time, you'll probably neglect to do wise things with your business. One leads to another, leads to another. Pretty soon, neglect has you by the throat, emptying your purse, emptying your heart, emptying all of your chances for equities and power and all the good things. Neglect. What if you should be walking around the block every day for your good health and you don't? I'm telling you, you're on the wrong track. You should do it, you could do it, you don't do it. That's called formula for disaster. All you've got to do is let that and a few other things accumulate for 6 years, and now you're driving what you don't want to drive, wearing what you don't want to wear, living where you don't want to live, doing what you don't want to do, maybe having become what you really didn't want to become. I'm telling you, that's it. Just neglect along, drift along, and it's got you by the throat. It'll take all your values, leave you with just a little bit of dust in a summer wind, and it'll soon be gone. I hope I said that well. That's it. It's where I found myself at age 25 until my teacher came along and said, Mr. Rohn, up till now you've messed up. Let's see if we can't clean that up, change it all. I did. Changed my life. Not just the money, all the rest of the values that came pouring in when I understood that it was me. It was me. So take the easy approach. This stuff's easy to figure out. Getting rich is easy. I teach it to teenagers. How to be rich by 40. 35 if you're extra bright, this stuff is not difficult.
Greatness is about making things better. Greatness is about getting better. You know, when we were kids, Granny used to say, good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. You know, so for me, greatness is about nobody knows Eric Thomas. Nobody knows what I'm capable of, but I know what I'm capable of. I'm getting better every single day. Never settling. Never saying, well, I got a PhD, so I'm finished. You know, I've got a few videos that went viral. Most people have never done that. I'm doing good. I wrote 3 books. I'm good. No. Eric, you know at the end of the day when you lay your head down to sleep. You know when you've given your best. You know when you've gotten better. And greatness is challenging the today you and the future you, saying you can get better.
If you're grinding on Monday, grinding on Tuesday, grinding on Wednesday, if you're grinding 6-7 days a week for a span of 5 or 6 years, something's got to come out of that. And I think if we would spend more time on what's my goal, you know, and meaning what do I need to accomplish in this day to live this lifestyle, and you go after it. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have goals. I just think that goals for people is too high on the priority list. And I think what should be on the priority list is going to bed so you can wake up the next day and you can grind it out.
It's possible. I can do this. I can make this happen. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. It's possible. Yes, your dream is possible. Say that to yourself every day. Feed your mind with words that you write and words that you hear and words that you speak to yourself. Feed your faith, and your doubts will starve to death. Say to yourself, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. Even when you have no evidence to point to, say to yourself, it's possible. There's nothing as powerful as a made-up mind. It's a struggle sometimes to do that, especially when you have people around you telling you that it's not possible, that you can't do it. And they're constantly pointing out your failures of the past, constantly reminding you of all of the things that you don't have going for you. I'm reminded of the story of two little boys that were playing on some ice during the winter. And as they got further out on this ice, one fell through the thin ice. And so the little fellow that was still on top of the ice, he was trying to save his little buddy. And he couldn't reach him, he was trying to pull him. He could see him through the thin ice as he got further away from him, struggling. And he couldn't reach him, and he's trying to break the ice, and he couldn't do it. And he looked around, and he saw a tree in the distance, and he ran, and he got up on the tree, and he pulled and broke down an enormous-sized branch, and came back and savagely began to beat that ice and broke it. And miraculously, he saved his friend. And when the paramedics came, and they were able to revive this little boy, they were scratching their heads. They're trying to figure this out. Said, how could this little pruny fellow go up in a tree and break off a branch this size and then come back and beat and break the ice and save his friend? They thought it was just miraculous. It was baffling. And an old guy who was there said, I can tell you how he did it. And they said, how? How did he do it? And he said, there was no one here to tell him. Whoa. What could you do? What could I do? What could all of us do if we did not have the naysayers in our lives? That we believe naively, like that little boy, that it was possible. What would you do if failure was not on the table?